Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a 3T morning. It's a 3T morning for you.
So you've had three cups of tea?
A 3T morning. Well, I haven't finished the third one yet, but I have the third one. I have my third cup of Earl Grey today.
Now, that's a caffeinated tea, yes?
It is a very, I sure as S hope so that it's a caffeinated tea. Mm-hmm. I truly do, because we need, I need. I hope it is caffeinated.
Yeah, I think
it
is.
I rarely go for three, even though tea really doesn't give me the jitters, but, you know, I figured I'd go for a third today. And, hey, listen to me. Does that not sound like the cold might be, you know, in the rearview mirror? That's a pretty exciting feeling to feel better.
Sounds to me like you've got the jitters.
Hey, no, I did. What I do sometimes is after I do my show prep, I get in a very, very positive frame of mind by watching a series of videos. Do you know? You might want to know what I do to pregame. The video that I watch to pregame. What type of video do you think I watch to pregame?
I think I know. Faces of Death.
No, yeah, I do not watch Faces of Death.
It's back.
No.
Yeah.
Nice.
I watch compilations of Craig Ferguson flirting with women.
Really?
Yes.
He's great.
He's so good at it. It just gives me this whole showbiz vibe. It's very, very
interesting
exciting.
Yet creepy.
It is creepy. Yes. Yeah. So he's creepy.
Well,
he's creepy.
You know what I always
That's what I love about him with women on his show, because he would go right to the line of being creepy, and I just thought he was magnificent. He is, I think, the ultimate TV horn doggy.
Yeah.
And what was great about it is he would have these women come on, and you know, he just acts weird. And it's delightful.
I always got
the
impression that he felt that because he was on so late at night and only getting B-level CBS ass, that he felt that no one could see him doing it.
But he got repeat ass again and again.
He did.
He got A-listers too.
Occasionally.
I mean, you can see him with Elizabeth Banks and Sandra Bullock. And, you know, he gets the A-list
stars
too.
But for every Sandra Bullock, they would bring out three people from a CSI.
But you know what? Some of those women from CSI or like Star Trek Into the Darkness, they'd bring that babe on. And she was wearing one of those dresses that had the diamond pattern right over the cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, God, he did a whole
Who's
segment.
Who's creepy now? Yeah.
Mike, tell us more.
It just brought me, it brings me into, you know.
Your happy place.
My happy place.
Yeah.
It
and
does,
that's good.
And I needed that. I'll explain later in the show why I need a happy place, especially when it comes to the opposite sex. Because of, I'm not talking about my wife, because I was with my wife this morning, but we went
Were you with her or were you
with her? I just want to say this before, because we've got the mailbag to do, and I do not want to be remiss in my duties of doing the mailbag.
Got big
I'm
hands.
Just going to tell you what I'm going to do later in the show. What did he say? What did
As
he say?
As if you had big hands.
No, don't. I have small hands. The thing about it is what I'm going to – the event that happened early this morning in the O'Mara household with my son, I'm going to say it's going to once again take us down a road – that I apologize, but it might appear to be somewhat misogynistic, but I can't help myself. I have to tell you what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And it's more of a health observation than anything else. But you know what? We'll get to that. I don't want to get ahead of the curve here.
Certainly not.
And maybe I am a little jittery with all the tea and such.
I don't know. I don't think you have the jitters. I just like saying the phrase the jitters. Sounds like a Three Stooges movie poster. Uh-oh,
Thanks,
Shemp's
Rob.
Got the jitters.
There you go with another 1940s reference. Would you like to open up the mailbag?
Let's get started. To. It's not about us.
Really, it's not about us at all. It's about you, the listeners, and making me work extra hard on a Thursday show with your mailbag, which we appreciate. We do. We appreciate
one
the
time, okay. One time.
What are you going to stop? Is there
one time?
The singing not so bad anymore.
Yeah. One time. Thank you. I like it now.
Yes.
I like it.
The rapping still horrible.
One time.
Welcome to our. Okay. All right.
He said you liked it.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world. Let me just see if I can gather myself after that.
You're in your positive place, Mike. Yeah. Happy spot. Yeah.
Then Craig.
We have a new youngest listener. Thomas Scott was born on the morning of Friday, March 4th. His parents are sure that when he is old enough to listen, he will love Mike's impressions, Oscar's laugh, and Rob's audio vault, just like his big brothers, John 7 and Henry 4. Oh, man, that's a busy household.
That is.
Wow.
Widespread. How about that?
Wait, yeah.
7 years.
Yeah. Start a band.
Here's to the Scots. There
happy
you go.
Birthday to you.
This Saturday marks the 28th birthday of James Tiberius Kendall, who would love a scholarship to Mike O'Mara's Young Impressionist Camp. That's it?
That's it. Do you think that you're going to maybe...
Yeah, how many scholarships do you guys give out annually?
Yeah, and could you reestablish it in the Florida hinterlands?
You know what? The thing about having it in Florida is that we can do it 24/7 year-round.
Yeah, true.
Many camps.
You can actually have it. Doesn't have to be, because we do it, of course, out of doors.
Yes.
So that when you're learning how to do your Johnny Carson, followed by your Louis C.K. impression or
Jack
your Chris
Kerouac.
Rock, you know, then in the afternoon, it's kickball.
Yeah,
kickball.
And also, Mike, remember the motto, always a hot breakfast.
Always a hot breakfast and always something from Quaker. Tanya Grant of Portland, Oregon is 44 today, and we all wish her a boss birthday. TMOS superfan Mitchell Whittington. That sounds like you could almost be a professor.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Mitchell, I want a hot dog and I want a chicken set. Mitchell! Mitchell Whittington, you'll get nothing and like it. He turned 23 this week and wants to know if Oscar's old neighbor is still kicking. Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah.
Donald. What's the deal with Donald?
I searched for Donald 3 years ago after he had a fall and was moved to Montgomery County.
Yes.
It's not hospice
he's dead to you
care.
Now.
No. I did one really good job of driving to a place where I thought he was, and I knocked on the door, and they said he was not there anymore because he was sick. He was taken to the hospital from the home. I said, you know what? It's been nice. I did your draws for 3 years. I tried again. I'm out.
Yeah.
So Donald may or may not be with us.
He's probably dead, Mike.
Mike, I think as long as Oscar talks of Donald, he's always going to be with us.
That's absolutely lovely. What a wonderful moment that was. Can't get that one back. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and various interns, my husband, Doug Ryle, is right smack dab in the middle of his forgetful 50s. He turns 55 on Tuesday. He's right in smack dab in the middle of his forgetful 50s. He turns 55 on Tuesday. I read that twice to be funny, but I did it so poorly that you thought that. Because with our connectivity issues, Rob thought that was actually a legitimate problem.
I'm always ready for a reset, Mike.
March 15th was his 55th. Every year, he waits with bated breath for his name to be read on the birthday segment. But last year, unfortunately, his C-wife never sent in a request, and he just won't let it go.
Let it go, man.
Please wish him happy birthday. Please, please, please. Although since he is in his forgetful 50s, he may not remember, in which case, drop the whole thing. And I will just tell him that you did read his name and that he simply doesn't remember. Problem solved. Thanks for the bringing of the funny every day and giving these empty nesters something to talk about. All the best, Terry Ryle.
Yeah,
so there it is.
She's the C-wife,
awesome.
You know.
That's right. Doug Ryle's wife, Terry. Thank you very much, kids, and have a wonderful box birthday. Boss birthday.
Box. I mean, that could be a
birthday. Moving right along.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, gang. My amazing wife will become firmly established in her douchebag 30s on March 13th. Her name is Reagan.
Great name.
Well, it's a great name. Let me tell you why it's a great name, because whenever I get that name, I can always say, hello, Reagan. Thank you, Rob. No rehearsal. He was ready with it. That was it. Can I do it again?
Yeah, please.
It was so much fun, and you were so ready for it. I want to do it.
Go ahead.
Hello, Reagan.
It burns.
Are you excited, Mike, that when you watch The Exorcist, you think of the upcoming election, that they're talking about the party of Reagan?
Mm-hmm. That is just funny. I'm going to...
Do
hello,
it again.
Reagan. I'm going
again.
To sprinkle you with holy water right now. There you are.
It burns!
Moving right along, I would appreciate it if Bill O'Reilly could give her a pep talk She's a great wife and terrific mother to our child. Let's just make sure she keeps it up, okay? That's from Eric Lord.
Nice.
Oh, well, the door already opened.
Oh, my God. Oh my. That's
Let's
not,
see what
this
happens.
Is most unorthodox.
Yeah, how you doing? What's your name?
Reagan.
Reagan. Bill O'Reilly here. Look, you're doing a great job, but maybe you could do better. Eric wanted me to reach out to you. Hey, Donald, those weren't your steaks. Mike gave you props yesterday, and they weren't your steaks, okay? It turns out you bought them at a butcher shop. Mike even gave you credit. He's made that mistake for the last time. There you go. You bought the butcher shop steaks in Palm Beach, and you said they were Trump steaks. Trying to counter Mitt Romney. What are you doing? You're making him look bad. Anyway, Reagan Ward, have a great birthday, you box. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. So long.
Nice.
Yeah, I really was so embarrassed. Remember when I gave him props? I gave Trump props on the show yesterday. And then I found out that Anderson Cooper's doing an interview with him, and he says, you bought the steaks at Palm Beach?
Yeah, it wasn't
even
a Trump
he's
magazine.
He's pointing to his steaks. I'm so obsessed with the man. He's pointing to his steaks behind him, and he says, there, these are Trump steaks. They're steaks he sells in his hotels.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's not fair. That's not fair. I got conned by the great one. I am very pissed off about that. Anyway,
You're
moving
rude.
Right along. Hi, Mike. You know what you are with your bottled water and your steaks and your magazine that really isn't in business anymore? You know what you are? You're a rube. Next letter. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Longtime listener, first-time emailer. I've been listening since the Don and Mike show was syndicated in Philly for an all-too-brief time, and I've been hooked ever since. March 14th is my 43rd birthday and also marks 2 years since I've been living without my colon. Wow. I had to have a colectomy with a reversal, so I'm not living with a poop bag.
That's good.
Back in 2014, due to some issues with ulcerative colitis, something Rob is very familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping that... How is that, by the way? How are you doing with that?
Doing
you
okay. All right with you that? Know what? As long as I watch my trigger foods, tomato sauce, peanuts, peanut butter, stuff like that, it's very manageable.
Okay, cool.
But if I were to eat a peanut butter sandwich today, I'd be out of commission for 2 days.
I'm hoping that Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing has some advice on how to enjoy my colon-free birthday. Now, when he says colon-free...
They've removed his colon.
Well, I thought they take a section out. They don't. I don't know if they take the whole thing out. I don't know.
You round up when that happens. You just got to round up.
Round up. That's it.
Freaks
exactly.
me out.
Last round up.
Doing that. Keep bringing the funny in. Rob, keep fighting the good fight because the alternative sucks. Loyal listener, Bill Johnson, Marlton, New Jersey. So he wants Nicholas Van Helsing. So,
okay, let's drop this coin.
Okay. Bad timing. Blank. Blank.
Oh,
thank you.
No.
Sorry. Sorry.
Been
it's all about time.
Philly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But feel better, Rob. Hello, boys.
And
so
Bill.
I'm going to be a self-serving asshat and ask for my own birthday greeting. I'll celebrate the big number 53 on Thursday, March 10. My favorite TMOS listening companion was Michael, the love of my life and husband of close to 22 years, who passed away unexpectedly about 4 years ago. We both enjoyed the show so much and spent endless hours laughing and discussing it. So many phrases, favorite characters, and bits from the show made their way into our daily conversations. We were lucky enough to spend a lot of our time together laughing, and TMOS was a big part of that. The years since his passing have been difficult, but I'm so grateful to all of you for the bright spot in my weekdays and the extra bonus hour each week. My wish for this year would be to hear the traditional birthday greeting if I am favored with a winning spin of the birthday slot machine. Don't need to spin the machine to
no,
get
not
a birthday
for the song.
Instant win.
Mm, yeah.
Complimentary.
Oh, and all the cool people have birthdays in March. Am I right, Rob?
Yeah, she's right. Right?
S&D from longtime P1 listener Lisa Miller. And, Lisa, for you, thank you and sorry for your loss. And so glad you're still enjoying the show. And let's give her, let's do a special.
You bet.
Special birthday song for her. Make it really good.
All
for
right.
Lisa Miller. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
March.
Lisa, thank you.
Everything.
There, we gave it our extra big energy
hey,
for you.
Hey,
there.
Mike,
that's the way
not
that
to embarrass
yes.
you, did I hear a little harmony in there?
Oh, absolutely. I care. Moving right along, friends, since my family has not sent in the required email, that seems to be the theme, doesn't it?
Yes.
Thoughtless family members seem to be the theme of today's show.
And Eeyore-like members of the family that like to point out how sad it is.
Exactly.
Oh, poor me.
I guess I have to do it myself. I just want a simple birthday greeting. I turned 45 on March 8th. Yes, I do realize that day was all about you, Rob, but was hoping a little bit of the day could be about me. Ha ha. Jennifer Findlay.
We're exactly the same age. 45 on March 8th. Wow.
That's very exciting.
I bet she lives longer than me.
Hey, Jennifer, did you come into your workplace with a hangover the day after your birthday like Rob did?
I learned from the best, Mike.
There you go. Hey, gang, right about the time you're reading this letter, I will be under the knife having... Is this our demo? Like, now, are we starting to slide into the sea?
We got to hold tight to them, Mike. Hold tight.
I know I'm the old man. Right about the time you're reading this letter, I will be under the knife having arthroscopic subacromial decompression and distal clavicle excision surgery.
Yeah, you are.
Jesus. That is just fancy doctor talk for shoulder surgery. And, of course, it's on my dominant arm.
Aww.
Hey, we all know about that.
Dominant.
There you go. Chances are when I come out of the anesthesia, I'll cry like a baby. It always happens. Do you know what else makes me cry? The D.C. Metro conductor.
Nice.
I don't know what it is about that impression, but I laugh so hard that I cry every time. Here's hoping a quarter in the impressioneer 5,000 one-armed bandit yields three hospital Jell-O cups. And the D.C. Metro conductor for this one-armed bandit, single-handedly yours, Beth Clark from Stormstown, Pennsylvania. Let's see what happens. Here it comes, everybody. Jell-O cup, Jell-O cup, Jell-O cup. Yeah. There it is. Winner.
Mr. Online. Faggot, this is Faggot. Doors open on the repeat. Green line. Minnesota. The doors can open on the that's yeah, this is orange line. New Carol. Doors opening on the Brule Alley. Yes. Next stop is Metro Prospect Center. Shoulder surgery. Yes. Doors open on the clavicle.
There he goes. All right. There he is. Thank you.
Nice.
I love the transition.
The stinger.
Stager.
That's called birthday stinger, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Greetings from South Portland, Maine. I think Maine is in news you may not need today.
Oh, good.
Yes, it is. Mm. Yeah, Maine is in the kicker, believe it or not. Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, interns, and my favorite, Rofo.
Boo!
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 Sorry.
Turncoat.
A little too much for me to do that. Boo! My favorite, Rofo, for providing me with the belly laughs to make it through this bleak winter. I finally used the old crowbar and pried open the wallet to purchase the bonus show package. Okay. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it, but, you know, come on, a little positive energy, okay?
Well, I think he's saying he's cheap, yeah.
I am loving every minute of it. I also recently purchased an electric neck massager for my wife through your Amazon link.
Oh, look out.
Any nice. Colonectomy or shoulder surgeries to tell us about, please? Even though I am not sure what she needs that for, on March 5th, I celebrated the 7th year of my colonoscopy 40. What is
what
going
the hell?
On? What did you do? You edit this
yes,
at all or
I
what?
Do. I
God
do.
Almighty,
Mike, severely.
Mike, we had some new listeners come to this world as we welcomed mm-hmm. them to our world.
Exactly. That's true, young people.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then we now have people that are exiting.
And also, Mike, you
circle
did call,
of life.
You did call for a nickname for the 40s a couple weeks
yes.
ago, and I think people are throwing out their suggestions to see what
the
sticks.
Colonoscopy 40s.
Yeah.
Can the gingerbread man give me nice. Some advice on how the neck massager works? Keep bringing the funny and continue drinking smiling Irish bastard Pete Hennessy. So let's spin the wheel and see what happens here. All right. Fuzzy character. Oh, wow.
Oh, and
that's
it's a progressive.
Exciting. There he is. Oh, wow. That's exciting. Look at that. Extra money now.
Hello,
Ginger.
Pete. Remember, when you get that bread muffin man with duck massager. You put it around your neck, and she puts it around her crotch. That's how that works.
There he is, the muffin, the gingerbread man, not the muffin man. Moving right along, guys. Please wish my old man a happy 51st birthday coming up on March 16th. He listens to the show on the treadmill every morning as well as on his daily commute. We even purchased the bonus shows to make road trips to visit our families more bearable, LOL. I'm not sure why the LOL goes there. It's just kind of
I think it's because that they have unbearable family.
Yeah, waka waka.
To make our families more bearable. There it is. But, you know, to me, when you're putting the LOL in that, you're isn't the LOL more of a reaction to what somebody else says?
I think
it can be. And you know what?
We could do a whole show on the LOL.
Very seldom when people write it, are they really laughing out loud?
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Or ROTF rolling on the floor.
But you know what? I'm a big fan of the ha 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 as opposed to the LOL.
What about the ba ha 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 ha?
You know what? I want to use. Yeah. I might go the ba ha ha. That's pretty good.
All right.
In the magic slot machine of joy hits. Please have Dick Queasy wish Doug Pospickle a very happy birthday. Thanks for all the entertainment you give to my office. I listen every day at work. If you should have any questions, please feel free to contact our office. Joanne Pospickle.
Well, I included that because it really made me laugh. Obviously, there is some sort of, format that she types in for any work email that automatically ends with, if you should have any questions, please feel free to contact our office. Thank you. And so that's at the end of the letter.
Nice header.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
Contact the office. Let's spin the wheel, see how she does. Right. Joanne Pospickle for her husband, Doug Pospickle.
Mike, okay. This is the Impressioneer 5000.
Lobster. Hey. Oh, hey. How about that?
Megatouch.
Hi, Dick. How are you? How's it going? Well, hello. How are you? I'd like to take this opportunity to say hello to the Pospickles. That's Joanne and Doug Pospickle. And I'd like to remind both of them that Match is Dead Scallop Month.
Oh.
That's right. You can roll into any Dick Queasy's. Well, there's only one of them. It's in Sicktamy, Maine. And get yourself all the dead scallops you can stomach for just $5.95 along with
deal.
Dick's famous hush puppy. So, if Joanne Pospickle and her man Doug Pospickle roll into Queasy's, well, by golly, I'll hook them up with one of them dead scallops for free. God bless you. And make America great again.
Big Trump supporter.
Moving right along. Hi, guys. My husband, Mason, listens to your show religiously. And has for years. Last year, he dropped hints that he wanted to get a birthday message on the show. But, of course, being the fantastic wife that I am, I completely forgot. This year, I am writing you early in hopes that you can make his wish come true. Aww. His birthday is March 14th. His name is Mason Spink. And he is turning 41. If you need anything else, please let me know, as this will truly make his day. Thanks so much. I like the please let me know. Please call the office. Right? That comes Spink. From Kirsten Monroe. So to Mr. Spink, I wish. Why do I think we had a Spink on a short time ago, too? Didn't
hey,
we?
Mike, time to get your Spink on.
Right. You know, if there was a group of very attractive women named Spink, and they traveled in a group, and you were going to meet them at a particular, and they had like four or five of them, you'd. No, I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm sorry. No. Going to meet the Spink. Stink. Sorry.
Thank goodness you didn't say it.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself.
I'm sorry. It burns, Mike.
Greetings, gentlemen. My son, Drew, is a big fan and is turning 11 tomorrow. He often requests to listen to the show when I take him to his sports activities. That doesn't sound like mom is paying attention to
me. No, I don't think
that
so.
That sounds like a... What sports activity are we going to do today, Mason?
Yeah, it's
Drew?
Very, very general. Very general.
All right, so he listens when mom isn't in the car. He was mesmerized when we listened to Oscar's story about the Craigslist snowblower and was dismayed to find out it had been stolen. I was hoping that Donald Trump might be able to swing by and tell Drew how big of a birthday party he should have and offer some party tips. Thanks, and keep bringing the funny, Jay Johnson. Well, let's spin the wheel. All right, here we go.
Nice.
Orange hair. There we go. All right. I'm very sorry.
You got the wrong presidential candidate today. It's always Trump, Trump, Trump. I would like to point out to all of you that I won Michigan this week. The tables have been turned.
They've been
you
what?
Understand me? Turned.
Turned, okay.
Turned.
Mr. Absolutely. Sanders.
Hello, Oscar. How are you?
What type of birthday party should he have?
I would recommend, with the fact that our debate last night was on Univision, or as the native tongue would pronounce it, Univision.
Yes.
I would recommend a piñata. Thank you.
Bernie Sanders, everyone. Sorry, little Drew, you didn't get Donald. And the letter of the week here is as follows. Guys, what more do I have to do to get Rob to accept my advances? I collect vinyl LPs, and my entire stereo system is vacuum tube driven, and I effing love collecting vinyl.
He said it twice.
We even share the same birthday, but when I send a friend request, he's a dick. So never mind.
Nice.
I'd like to invite Rob to... Wow.
I know, right?
Wow. That is so... Well, you're going to have to edit. I hate the fact that we have to edit this. But,
you need to read it, and it needs to be bleeped. Otherwise, it won't make sense.
Mm. I would like to invite Rob to suck a fart out of my
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And gross. Ask Mike to just please wish me a belated happy 50th, which happened on the 8th of March. Regards... Danny Giles. Well, I am so sorry. And Danny, this is my commitment to you, because I value every single listener. We're going to get right on having Rob do that for you.
Okay. Friending him, or the thing bleeped?
The thing that was bleeped.
Oh, I'd much rather be his friend, Mike,
and
if
then,
it's at all
maybe
possible.
We'll put that on the YouTube channel right after you do that. That'll be exciting.
I'll take a pass.
Get those lips ready. Start the show, you hump. Here we go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, start talking.
Sent by a friend of Johnny Fontaine. His friend is my client. Would give his undying friendship to Mr. Walsh. If Mr. Walsh would grant us a small favor.
Walsh, who's listening?
Give Johnny the part in that new war film you're starting next week.
And what favor would your friend grant Mr. Walsh?
You're going to have some union problems. My client could make them disappear. Also, one of your top stars has just moved from marijuana to heroin.
Are you trying to muscle me?
Absolutely
now,
not.
Look to me, you smooth-talking son of a bitch. Let me lay it on the line for you and your boss, whoever he is. Johnny Fontaine will never get that movie. I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wop, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
I'm German-Irish.
Well, let me tell you something, my Kraut Mick friend. I'm going to make so much trouble for you, you won't know what
Mr.
hit you.
Mr. Walsh, I'm a lawyer. I have not threatened.
I know almost every big lawyer in New York. Who the hell are you?
I have a special practice. I handle one client. Now, you have my number. I'll wait for your call.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. We are delighted to have you with us on the air and online worldwide. We are a daily radio show, and we are a podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. You didn't know that? You might be new to us, but if
Could
you're
be.
Here now, I will tell you that you get it. And we are delighted to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen.
Could I send a thank you to a listener?
Please.
Go
Mark
ahead.
Mativier
yes.
of South Burlington, Vermont.
Ooh.
Send us a big box of merchandise. Mike, I'll send your share of this down, but I want you to sell
thank
this
you.
Stuff, Oscar.
Please.
T-shirts in
every
size.
Oh, you were supposed
size.
To show that to me at the beginning of the show today.
Yeah,
right?
We got
oh,
T-shirts
wow.
in every size
Thank
that
you.
Have our logos on it. And also,
here's more.
Mike, specially for you, a duffel
what?
Bag with an embroidered Frankie, and it says on it, don't get happy.
Oh, that
oh
is
Oh, my God. God.
Isn't that
wow.
great?
Wow.
It's not a duffel bag. It's a laptop bag.
Yeah, or, that's or a nice
that's
bag.
A messenger bag.
Yes.
Yeah, or
nice.
Anything. You can fill it with snacks.
A duffel bag,
like.
Mike. It's a beautiful
Is that like the
bag.
One I sent you, Rob, for Christmas that you gave to somebody else?
No. My wife is using the one you gave me. The one you gave me was a computer case.
Yes. This is.
Well, let me see that other one. What's that one?
Now, this is a Mike O'Mara duffel bag that has the logo on it. And wait.
Ooh, this looks beautiful.
Exciting. This is a computer case and another messenger bag with all this stuff. So thank you, Mark Mativier, who just sometimes sends us gifts.
Yeah, he is a generous guy. He really is a generous guy.
One of these outfits?
I don't know. I think he's wearing one of these outfits.
This is some good embroidery.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
That's really good stuff. Maybe we could contact him in case we want to blast out some stuff. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, ding dong. That's the sound of visitors and maybe a package delivery. Swear to God. A doorbell. That's all I'm trying to find. I'm trying to find a goddamn doorbell. I swear to God.
We'll put it in post.
That is so frustrating.
Yeah, I can work it. Really anytime you say ding dong. Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
This is ding.
You're building. You're painting
with
sound.
It's almost there. Mike, are you a 4X? What are you?
I'm a 2X. I'm a double X.
Who's the 4X? Oh,
Rob is a 4X.
Oh, that's painful to see.
Hey, I'm really glad you brought it up, Oscar. Hey, Mike, here's a question for you. Are you an asshole? No, you're not an asshole. Who's an asshole? Oh, that's right. Oscar's an asshole.
Hey. That's nice.
4X, Rob.
You know, the fact Come that on. You get angry about it means you're going to do something about it.
That's
I'm
right.
happy about
mm-hmm.
that. That's
you're
going
to be putting a hole in the ground.
What does that mean? Like you're going to die? What are you saying? What is that?
I mean, that, 4X
is insane. Let me get the commercial in before we do
Please.
That. I want to tell you about the Ring doorbell. The fact is, when somebody rings your bell, 95% of home break-ins happen during the day. I had no idea until I read that statistic. Burglars usually start by ringing your doorbell just to see if somebody's home. But, hey, the Ring video doorbell, we've been telling you about that for a while now. I need you to get this product because you're going to love it as much as I do. You can see and you can talk to anyone at your door. That's right. Not just see them. You can have a conversation with them because they can do that with the Ring doorbell. It's like caller ID for your front door. The Ring video doorbell lets you take, you can talk to delivery people. I did that not 2 weeks ago when someone was at my door and I answered. I said I would be back. I was literally in the neighborhood. I said I would be there in 60 seconds and they waited for me because I had to sign for it. It was wonderful. Cool. You can keep an eye on your package. If someone messes with it, you can get an instant alert and HD video of the whole thing. Installing the Ring video doorbell takes only minutes and it works with your current wiring or the built-in rechargeable battery, which I have. I have it right on my front door. Installing it is a simple process. If I can do it, you can. Put your mind at ease. Protect your home with the Ring video doorbell. Our listeners get free expedited FedEx shipping when they go to ring.com/TMOS. Remember, that's ring.com/TMOS. With the Ring video doorbell, you're always home. So go to ring.com/TMOS and rest easy, my friend. Well, that's cool. We kind of have the gifts in the middle of all that.
Yeah, I should have brought it up earlier, but it was a good time to share. Thank you, Mark.
Can I try on your 4X?
No, you cannot try on my 4X.
Can Pony?
Well, maybe it's not yours. Maybe it's too big for you, too.
Oh, I doubt that. I don't know that
Did he try it on? Because he can put it on over his shirt.
You know what? It'd be funnier if Pony did it.
Yeah, Pony.
Yeah, Pony go. Can you go over by Oscar and try the 4X on, please? But
he's all right,
so Pony's going to go over by Oscar.
And if for some reason we lose you, know that we always loved you.
This is great. All right, oh, my God.
Wow.
It's like a poncho.
It is. It's a dress.
There it is. And you know what Rob and I are both saying at the same time? That's not a real 4X. That is too funny. What a lovely little logo.
It looks great. It looks smart.
What is the big
too.
Square above the logo?
It's just a little
It's a cholesterol warning.
Yeah, we can take that off. It's a little tag
sticker. Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Mativier, that's the
Mark
guy's
Mativier
name?
Of Vermont.
Mark Mativier. That's
Mike,
a
2X
very
is coming your way.
Yep.
Oh, I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm more excited about the satchels. I like that. I like give me all the duffel bags.
The Frankie bag. Yeah.
I need also, those. I'll be doing a lot of traveling in the next few weeks.
More mystery golf balls have shown up, and they appear to be genuine. So
really, that's very, very.
Oh, it's a lovely
gift
care package.
It is, yeah. Well, you know what? I need that. My day began slightly after 5 a.m. Carla came in with the little guy, and you always know your day is going to start really, really well where I need you to look at this.
Uh-oh.
And on his stomach were the beginnings of hives. Now, you know he's got the peanut allergy.
Yeah.
And he's a very allergic young man. And unfortunately, they got worse and worse and worse. Carla called. What are you playing?
We need to break.
I
thought that was a good setup, and then we can.
Oh, that's right. We do need to break, or I'll get terribly behind. I'll tell you all about another trip to the fabulous ER. You really don't have a choice with an allergic kid, and some observations on healthcare professionals. The question of today's show: shouldn't they be healthy too? We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
That's not true.
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately.
Oh, so sorry. I think it's this one.
Very right. If you want to have your message read on the Mike O'Mara Show, please send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. As always, Rob with two B's.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program is brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest. Most of the problems start with your mind. If you've got anxiety issues, it's all up there in the inner government. And whether it's fear, we all deal with things like stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness. It starts in your head, and then it wrecks your life. And I think, unfortunately, in this very, very busy world we live in, people don't consider their mental health as much as they should, and the fact that they should tend to their mind just like they would go to the gym and lift weights or go to a spin class. How about guided meditation? Have you ever heard of this? I have, because I've used the new Headspace app. Headspace is meditation made simple. It's like going to the gym, but you're doing it for your mind, and it's great for you, and you see the benefits immediately. It's guided meditations that you listen to whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone. Takes about 10 minutes. Meditation's been around for thousands of years. Everybody knows its positive effects: improve focus, relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress. You can join over 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today.
Right.
And sorry, we're a little frantic getting everything in today on the show. So, yes, that was it. And nobody likes to have a sick kid.
No.
And so it was, I knew already when we were on the way. We went in tandem just in case we were going to be there a long time. Fortunately, we were able to get what we needed. He got the Benadryl. He took a little steroid to calm down these hives. It's really nasty, and it was
he
starting to crawl up his back.
Was
and
he miserable
no
with it? Was he itchy with
no.
it?
Or,
so they were in the early
itchy,
stages.
Itchy, but not miserable. He had a great attitude.
Good.
You know, he had a great attitude until he took the drugs, and then then he started to And the thing about it is that we still don't know, and he's got a doctor's appointment in a couple of hours where they'll try to narrow it down. When you have an allergic kid who's already been to an allergist, and you're very careful about what you feed him, and you're careful about literally everything down to the detergent that is used to wash his clothes, it's a little disconcerting because you don't know what the,
you
the
don't
situation
know what, you
is.
You don't know what you're fighting. You don't know the enemy.
So we were off, and due to a variety of reasons, I can't even begin to describe how I don't care for anything medical. I don't like to be anywhere near it. I know you have to, but the fact is it's just never a good vibe. I will tell you that down here, the population down here in Southwest Florida is at an all-time high. I've talked about that before. And if you want a validation of that, go to an ER where not all the rooms were taken. That goes without saying. But I am talking there were probably 12 to 13 gurneys in the hallway around the entire ER with people, you know, various ages, not just the elderly. You had little babies.
The infirm, yeah.
You had young people, old people. It was a variety. In fact, to be honest with you, I didn't see that many senior citizens. I saw mostly people anywhere from infancy to their 40s. That's what I saw there.
The seniors are mostly in the basement, packed. Mike.
Yeah, they hide them.
Keep them. They had their chance.
They got to keep them cool.
And Carla's absolutely right about me. I got to shut up. I really, because I don't say anything to the providers, but I just have a giant HO for the whole system. I don't trust it. I don't like it. And I tend to be... I got a negative attitude going in, which I gotta shake. It's really
I used to be that way. I really did used to be that way, to a point that one time when my mom had surgery, it was all I could do to make myself go visit her in the hospital because I hated the hospital experience that much.
I mean,
it's really, really tough. But I had to put it behind me with all the stuff we went through with Robert.
Did you psych yourself into having a better attitude? My attitude is not confrontational or negative to the healthcare providers, but I'm not me. I'll tell you exactly what I do.
Okay.
When I go into that environment, Carla does all the talking. And I say yes, no, please, thank you.
You're uncomfortable
It's so not me. I just don't want to be there. I don't want to interact with anyone. I don't want to be anybody's buddy. I just want my kid to get better. That's
without
all
getting
about.
Too deep into it, do you think it is because you associate it with negative things for yourself and you're just uncomfortable
there?
Yeah,
absolutely. And I also think that I also might look, I understand that this is what we have. And Oscar, I know you got family members that are physicians, but for me, ultimately, it's that great big dartboard that they just throw darts at.
It's still an exact science.
General solutions to, you know, throw that. I knew the prescription before we went in, to be perfectly honest. I knew they were going to give him a steroid and Benadryl. Yep. I knew that's exactly what was going to happen. And it's like this drill we go through, this exercise.
I can understand where you're coming from. The only perspective I have is really an unfair one, because if I ever have a problem with, even if I go to the ER by myself, right? I'm lucky enough to have a phone call to someone, an advocate, that could get on the horn with the doctor and just tell them exactly what's going on, and then they can break it down for me.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
And,
but if I didn't have that, it's like the magic eight ball.
Yeah, and you are so totally out of your element, and even though you knew, you know, most times when you go to the doctor, you know what you need.
I don't think that's always the case.
I mean, a lot of times it's true, and in this case it was. And you go there, you're out of your element. You have no power. You're totally at their mercy as far as scheduling, time, all that stuff.
They are so incredibly overworked. They are so understaffed. It is so. And I'm used to being there. I guess when I've dealt with my crap has been probably around late summer, like when there's effing nobody down here. And I was stunned at the number of bodies that I saw in there. It was amazing.
Have you thought of, and maybe your provider has this, they're really just rolling it out across the country, some of the bigger providers, telemedicine, where you just, it's exactly what we do here, but you connect with a doctor and then they call the script in. So
you know,
you don't have to go through the ER.
And that probably would have been acceptable, but when he's hiving up and having a reaction,
time is really of the issue.
You just can't mess with it.
Yeah, but
and they were we did the telecall. We did the telecall though, and they didn't get back to us, and that was one of the reasons we rolled over there. And when did they call? 10 minutes after we were in the ER.
Sure.
But thanks for getting that. You know, that science of doing that is okay for something that can wait, but if it's really something that's urgent. So we got in there, and look, there wasn't anybody in there that wasn't pleasant to deal with. I thought there was a level of competence / ADD, and that is the fact that when you're treating someone in a hallway and there's something else going on in that hallway, you're at the mercy of that person that's got, and all I know is like down the hall, I couldn't even see this person, but
right.
The person who took the nurse away from us, all they were saying to this person was, you need to wake up. You need to wake up now. You need to wake up. So I have no idea, you know,
that could
be a variety of things.
That could be me and Carrie in the bedroom.
You don't know. You need to wake up, sir. Sir, you need to wake up. I don't know whether that was crystal meth down the hallway. I don't know if that was a senior citizen. Don't know if that was an OD. I have no idea what was going on. But and now the last thing I wanted to say. So my son is resting right now.
Good.
The hives have gone from raised hives to it's really, really red. And I don't know, you know.
Well,
really
one thing
what's
that's a, that is
that.
A it's a double punched blessing is the fact that the Benadryl will help them
wipe
heal,
them out.
And it will also make him drowsy so he can sleep through while the inflammation goes down.
He was the original carrier with you know his chest cold and all that, and it's just I'm ready for the kid to have a little break.
Yeah.
And by the way, I will blame everything as I did yesterday on. Visitors in Florida. Sorry, it's closed. Chateau Relaxo will not be open next year. We are canceling it. No visitors. Thank you. But anyway, the thing is, he's doing okay, but, and I say this as a person who has battled weight my entire life.
Yeah.
All right? I say this, and I truly do say this, and it's just a casual observation. It is not meant in any way to disparage people, but this is just my observation. It would seem to me that if you were a health care professional who worked in an environment of emergency medicine where they are dealing with heart attacks,
yep.
diabetes, stroke on a daily basis, and you would be conservatively somewhere in your 20s, you would think that the level of obesity that I witnessed in the ER that I was in today would be a little bit less.
Fat,
that's all. That's all.
Fat
my only
doctors?
Obligation. No, not doctors. Nurses.
Nurse. Oh,
but I
see.
Mean, hold on. There's fat, and then there's fat.
That's 4X.
And there's,
yeah.
And there's well there and there. And
that's right.
He's
Mike.
Drumming. He's drumming. Don't make
he
him drum.
He likes to have a good time. Oscar
I know
does.
He likes to have.
As he
good
has
time
his fun,
right
and he comes
you.
In. And
he wants you to get healthier. That's what
right.
he wants.
That's
he wants
what
you
he
to
wants.
Get healthier, and that's it. Only you know as well as I do. The only person that's going to do that is you.
That's
and,
right.
And that's that. That mm-hmm. that's the way that's going to
so
work.
So maybe he should shut up. Who knows? I mean, there's any number of things that would work.
So here it is, though. You and I have battled this a long time.
Yes.
And I'm nobody to talk. I just think I wasn't this way in my mid-20s.
Yeah,
and
true
it
enough.
Just seems to me, I was just saying, the level, at one point, there was a little baby that was being transported to another facility. I think there was a breathing issue there.
Yeah.
She was adorable. My heart broke for the mother. You know, my kid had hives, but I projected my situation. I was looking, waving at the kid. We were both in the hallway. They were dealing with Nurse M, and we were dealing with Nurse M.
Okay.
And I'm not going to use the word.
Don't.
But Nurse M will be the it's a,
that's right. It's short for Emily, Mike.
It's a cuddly, cute sea creature we have in Florida. But yes. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So
saltwater.
They were
creature,
both yeah. in the hallway.
Propeller scars.
Stop.
How dare you? And my child was on a gurney, and this child was on a gurney, and they were in between, and one of them had to go from point A to point B, and the other one did, and they weren't successful because of the pure. And
size.
I just that's when I made the observation. I said, you know, you might want to really just you know get cracking on it a little bit because you're in your 20s, and God knows when you're in your 40s what you're going
to
look
yeah,
like.
Well, Mike,
you gotta be careful.
You need to really you know wear the other person's shoes for a moment because even after she finishes her nursing shift, she has to go home to her son Gilbert Grape.
Yes, that's that's all. But you know what? Hey, take Rob. Nothing away from the care. And I didn't say anything to anybody. Didn't have any fights. Didn't have security called. You know, we've all been there with those things.
Yes.
That's the way that's
here,
worked.
Here.
But I'll keep you posted on my little guy. And as some
better.
Of the guys know behind the scenes on the Mike O'Meara Show, just continuing the greatest week of my life. Absolutely. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. I'm here on the Mike O'Meara
Attaboy.
Show.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, friend. How you doing?
Ooh,
you look good. Why shouldn't you look good? You've been shopping through our Amazon portal. I don't know if you know this, but really, 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 truly, you can get anything on Amazon.
Yeah.
Anything you want. But here's what I want you to do. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a teeny, teeny, tiny little percentage of it. Did you know that? And it doesn't cost you any more. It just helps out the show. So the next time you are deciding that you want to do your online shopping with Amazon, please, please, please do it and help the show at the same time. I want you to shop Amazon, and I want you to go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon, or you can click on the Amazon button on our website, or you can use the TMOS app and clip on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. It means the world to us. We really, really do appreciate it. And you know what? I also appreciate all of you letting me know that you do that. Yes. I like hearing what you purchase. I like you sharing that with me and with the other guys. It really does help the show, and it just validates the fact that we are a partnership, and for a very, very long time, that is the main engine that drove this show. And keep it up. We
Please.
Need it. And thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So the update on my kid, everything is fine. And hopefully we'll get some more answers. And I got to hate him when he's in any level of
discomfort.
Oh,
it's tough. It's tough. But you know what? They are amazing. And I say they in a very broad stroke. But kids are resilient. And I think in many ways it's tougher on you than him. So, you know, don't beat yourself up too bad. He's going to wake up and he's going to feel better. He's going to be all right.
Well, it's also, though, the one thing we forgot, of course, was the fact that he did not have his shoes. And so when we took him in there and, you know, at one point I said, where are his shoes? Oh, they're back at the house. So that makes it, that makes me realize, like, look at those parents. Look at those parents. Yeah, look at that trash. Look at that trash over
Can't
there.
Can't understand why that boy's sick.
Ah. You go ahead, run on that disease floor. You go out and run on that disease floor right now, little Michael. Go ahead. Run on that disease floor.
Watch out for that needle.
Yeah, watch out for that. Watch out, that little
dip on it.
Yeah. Hey, it could be worse. I could be that gun advocate that was driving along with her four-year-old.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Like, left her gun in the back of the wow. That's pretty amazing. I don't know how she was keeping the gun, but did you see that online?
The, yeah. I can't believe
I don't know what this
survived.
Lady's called. Yeah, she got shot, like, through the seat and through her, right?
Isn't that how it happened? Mm-hmm. Surreal.
And I thought it was bad when Robert threw a car seat in the car. I mean, this is these people got troubles.
Mommy. Oh, oh my God, help me.
Hey, Oscar, should have put on his radio station.
Speaking of online videos.
Yes.
What can you tell me? I do not watch the Pawn Stars. What can you tell us about Chumlee being arrested
Stars.
For some
yeah,
sort
we're
of
big fans.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
So you guys know the Chumlee we speak of here?
Yes.
You know what's going on with
he
that?
Is he's sort of the intern of
yeah,
the Pawn
either
Stars,
Rob
maybe?
Ford.
Yeah, I was gonna, I wasn't going to say
yeah,
Rob Ford.
Yeah, Rob Ford.
Did you really have to struggle that much to find intern?
No, I was.
What, how many brain cells did you kill the other night at your little holiday?
He's not
little,
just founder. He's not the father either.
I was bowing back and forth as to whether or not to call him the Rob Ford.
Yeah.
And I went with intern. I was having a little internal argument.
Oh,
but
man, I had a Rob
it.
Ford yes. flashback at the baseball game the other day. There was a Rob Ford in front of me. He was actually, I leaned over to Carl. I said, that's it. He's thinner than me, and he's much lighter than me, but he's wider than me. And this guy had the exact same Rofo body, where the shoulder starts in Sarasota, and his other shoulder ends up in Miami. And I felt bad for the little old lady that was sitting next to him. But go ahead. I interrupted. Go ahead. I apologize.
So if in the Don and Mike days, he was the Rob Spiewak, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's like the
he's
guy
the,
that they
the
send out
foil.
To do goofy. He's the comedic
yes.
lovable loser.
Yes.
They set him up to fail. And there's other characters. There's the Mike is, I guess, the owner of the
yeah,
place, right?
And the grandfather.
And he looks angry. He looks like an angry cakes.
Yes.
And then the grandfather is, he looks like Floyd in the last season of the Andy Griffith Show, where
Whoa!
I do think they literally prop him up.
Mm-hmm.
There's like episodes where he's a dad sitting in the barber chair. The old man's sitting in the barber chair.
Chumlee. Chumlee, you're going to go touch someone inappropriately inside your house. What was he busted for?
So
sexual
his home,
assault.
Yeah, his home, his home was raided after there were some sexual assault allegations.
Yeah, Chumlee Manor, Mike.
So... But they found drugs and weapons.
Yeah, they did.
Meth.
I read they found methamphetamine.
Yes.
Which is funny because his teeth are beautiful.
And he's
it's
huge.
So energetic.
Yeah. I thought when people are meth, they lose weight.
You waste away on meth.
He had a season where he was much, much bigger, didn't he?
And then, I had a different dealer then, probably.
Maybe. Good stuff. He got the full
meth. Where is the Pawn Stars based out of?
Las Vegas. It's actually a tourist attraction.
Chumlee always... I actually took a cab to try to find Pawn Stars at one point.
Did you really?
Yeah, to find his pawn shop. That's how into the show I was.
Yeah.
You're totally. So yeah. Does this hurt? Does this sting you a little bit,
no,
Chumlee getting
it's
busted?
It's par for the course because Chumlee was always making the bad deals at the pawn shop.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
And they had to bail him out.
Yeah, he'd basically say, they say that this is actually the robe that Moses wore in the Old Testament. Yeah. And he had a certificate, so I gave him $4,000. And then the old man said, Chumlee, you idiot.
So it looks
that
like Chumlee's
a great old man.
Chumlee's in a bunch of trouble then. Is that the way that goes down?
Yeah,
I don't know
and
about
I thought when I saw the headline for that story, I said, well, this is taking longer than I thought.
Right.
Right? I said, because Chumlee looks like a criminal. Like he looks
really
like
does.
Something's up.
And he's not related or
no.
anything. No, he's just
no.
an employee.
He's employee number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's probably not bringing in a lot of ducats either from the pawn shop itself or even from the show.
My Would greatest fear is that Chumlee was never part of the shop. They just put him in there to make the show relatable.
Oh, you know what? That's quite possible. Or, you know what? He could have been just a loading dock guy.
Yes.
That the producers said, you know what? He's an idiot.
Yeah.
He'll play.
You need a Chumlee.
Yeah, you need a Chumlee. Bring him in.
You know, in general, I was watching my bitches last night, the Real Housewives
oh,
of Beverly
excuse
Hills.
Me.
We
thought you
we
had one of your bitches in here.
Watch the bitches. I remember what Oscar
Uh-oh,
said.
Mike.
Thank you.
You set it
Thank
up.
You. Misogyny alarm. Misogyny alarm. You should have hit that when I was. Should have hit that when I was talking about Nurse M. But anyway, the thing about the whole deal with reality TV, and I really when I find myself drifting away from the moment of the show and really thinking about their discussions and how I think the comment I made to Carla last night was. This is all laid out in a production meeting.
Yep.
These arguments and these plot lines are all, because I think at its very worst, that's the way it goes down. But then you'll see something like Kim Richards getting busted for shoplifting while she was drunk, and you'll say, maybe there is some.
Well, when they
stuff
have
going
they
on
have
there.
A shoplifting arrest, that is riveting, and
that's
that does seem
alcoholism.
Real. That does seem real. But Mike, for every one of those, there's 10 things where one of them says, "You know what we really need to do? What we need to go skeet shooting and parasailing.
Yeah.
That'll help."
Or put on your bikini top. Yeah. Let's go lay out.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is. But there's a lot going on with the Real Housewives.
What's
of Beverly
the latest?
Hills. They've got a new lady that is called Erica Jane. I showed you her
oh,
pictures
yeah.
in an earlier episode.
Pop star.
And then there's another lady that I blocked her name.
Yolanda.
Like her. No, Yolanda's been there a while.
Oh,
and
sorry.
You know what's sad? Didn't Yolanda get divorced?
Yeah.
Didn't they? And we're
Is
still,
that really sad?
She well, no. Dumped. Here's the thing. We're still watching episodes where he was promoed for next week. Where
yeah.
it's like, I love you, honey. I love you, baby. And like, everybody knows there. That's the thing. When you put that in the can when you're on reality TV.
They shoot
you
too
know,
far
you
ahead.
Know what, yeah. You know what's coming. And I just get the vibe that everything is scripted. Everything. Our political
that's
system.
Fair.
Everything. I feel like we're all rude.
I get
Hold
upset
on a second.
When
what,
I watch.
What page are you on right now? I can't follow what you're saying.
Sorry about that, Rob. Thank you. I get it. Thank you.
I watched Netflix yesterday because I don't want anybody to ruin it for me.
Right.
And this doesn't ruin anything, but there is one thing that bothers me. And by the way.
Are you talking about House of Cards?
House of Cards, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry. House
of Cards. Don't spoil. Don't spoil.
No, I'm
don't
not.
Spoil.
But Rob was right. He didn't oversell it. It's a great season.
It's my dad. Uh-huh. My dad's theory.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the gas prices are high, and I'm like, damn it. Gas prices aren't high.
That's right.
You know?
So you
Damn,
see it in the
Underwood.
Background?
No. They talk about gas
oh,
prices.
Oh, it's a plot point.
It's a plot point.
Oh, they get a lot of accolades for being so prophetic about what's happening.
Yeah.
Today, but they recorded
they
it 2 years ago.
Yes.
Whatever, you know? So that's
the one thing. And Sharon's like, let it go. I'm like, no.
I
no, I can't let it go.
I can't. It doesn't work. Oh, God.
There's something when else this, that was dead on. What's
yeah,
that?
There is something else that, hey,
yeah.
Don't give
don't
me anything.
Hey, come on.
Do Pony.
Don't do
we're
that.
About
don't
to spoil
do that.
The show.
Shut up.
Yes. Like, it was the plot line about the 4X t-shirt.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need. Coming up.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it 1 week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. In this episode, I'm trying to answer a question I originally overlooked. To fully understand TMOS, I need to begin with you, the listener. Are you the type of listener to send Mike counterfeit golf equipment, or the type to send him the real stuff because you care about his balls? Do you use the code TMOS when you buy nuts.com? Will you crash Oscar's wedding? Are you a creepy middle-aged man who thinks the female interns will accept your friend request on Facebook? You know, like Rob Ford? Answers to these questions will help you figure out what makes the show tick. 888-920-MORE. But be prepared. They're not going to answer.
Thank you. Got to put a spotlight on old Rofo next week. I think that would be really important.
Yeah.
Hey,
he's a
how you doing, Rofo?
Man.
I've got some stuff to talk about, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
Big update.
Yep.
Ah. When's the next time we'll see you, Rofo?
During the bonus show. How about that? We'll talk to you.
Spotlight.
Tip in.
Yeah, who touched you?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let's face facts. Your company is only as good as the people you hire, but hiring the best people isn't easy. You can bet there are other companies that are trying to compete with you, and they're out there trying to get the same people. That's the way it works in the big business land. Trust me, one single job posting doesn't cut it. How about what ZipRecruiter does? You can post to over 100 job sites. You can do it with a single click. Just a post, and 24 hours later, watch your candidates. They will roll in. ZipRecruiter has an easy-to-use interface. Their clients say that it has taken this from a drag to something that's truly easy to use. They can really help you, just like they have helped over 400,000 businesses. And you can try it now, absolutely free. Get the right people for your company. It's so important. You can try ZipRecruiter right now and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Try ZipRecruiter today. It is absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
News.
Last month, we heard that Dos Equis was retiring their most interesting man in the world ad campaign. Well, that was only half right. The campaign will continue.
Ah.
But they're going to say goodbye to 77-year-old actor Jonathan Goldsmith. I watched the video of the last commercial. It's hysterical. It really is. He's been starring in the commercials more than 10 years. He'll be in one more where he's sent to Mars.
Naturally.
It is. I urge everybody, maybe we can grab it and put it up on our YouTube page because it really is funny. He says his classic "Stay thirsty, my friends" line on a rocket ship, and the voiceover says, quote, "His only regret is not knowing what regret feels like."
Nice.
What a great campaign. It also features other characters who have appeared in past commercials with him. Well, I mean, really, a home run in the ad
And
business.
You know what? Absolutely. It is a better beer than Corona. So there.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree with you. Peyton Manning turned down $19 million to play one more season for the Denver Broncos. But don't worry, folks. He ain't hurting for dough. In fact, he has made more money in the NFL than any other player. SpotTrack.com says he made more than $248 million in his 18-year career. That includes $19 million from last season. The Broncos paid him $15 million in base salary, and he got $4 million more for winning the Super Bowl. That's what I call
nice
a bonus.
Nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
There's also
$12 for beer.
You're right. Of course, there is also the money he's made from Papa John's and Nationwide. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Forbes estimates that he's made another $150 million off endorsements.
Endorsements
alone? That's life in the
alone?
Big city.
Wow.
Yep. And here's the stat, the whole reason I put this in the lead. Interestingly enough, now that Peyton has retired, the current highest paid active player is his brother Eli.
Ooh.
Wow.
He has banked $187.7 million in his career already.
You're such a fan.
It says 187.7 in career salary. So
yeah.
That's not including the endorsements.
Yeah, I don't see him on too many commercials, except for the ones his brother gets him on.
That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's packing in the dough. Lindsay Lohan is dating a rich Russian guy named Igor Tarabasov.
Hello.
He is the heir to a business empire in Russia, but he is living in London right now where he's starting up real estate company. There you go. Lindsay, like my body. She's been laying low in the UK since she got off probation.
She has.
That's where they met. They've been together for 4 months. That's a long time for Lindsay.
An eternity.
She even brought him home over Christmas to meet her family. Oh. Well, they do multiple stops? What's the deal with that? Did they go to multiple prisons? What, the correctional facilities? Lindsay posted a picture of him showing off his abs a few days ago with the caption, I love him.
Oh, God.
Igor is 22. Lindsay is 29.
So. All right, and they both have the Zika virus.
Okay, Cupid just did a study on how online dating can work better for women, Pony. You might want to listen to this. Basically, it all comes down to one thing, make the first move. Ooh. Men said the first message 3.5 times more often than women, but it rarely goes well. When a woman reaches out to a guy, 30% of the time, it leads to a conversation. When a guy reaches out first, it only goes somewhere 12% of the time. Pony, do you have any statistics on your reaching out? When you reach out, how often does it lead to a conversation?
You know what, Mike? I don't think you can really count the percentage, but it's somewhere under zero.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no. The one time we reached out for him here on the program, Mike, yes. I think you were out.
Yes.
He actually engaged. He was That's having right. a back and forth with the young lady.
But I didn't
initiate. So you don't.
Well, yes, no, yeah, you did.
You did.
Not technically, you guys.
No,
did.
You swipe. Well, stop it.
Pony.
Bony.
Bony.
Matt Bloom.
Do you even try? Do you even try at all? Or
I do. You know what? I've been trying more and more recently.
What did I tell you last Friday? Get out there and breed. Breed.
Yes.
We need more of you.
Yeah. Do you?
Women, for women's sake, they wind up dating more attractive guys if they make the first move. If they initiate things, they'll wind up talking with guys who are an average.
What was this statistic?
6.6% more attractive than them. That's crap. That's another one of the. I don't know. That seems stunning to me. How they would measure that?
I don't think you can.
Yes, I like that you can break down attractiveness to a tenth of a percent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure we all know if someone's better. Shannon's better looking than me. I'm man enough to say that.
I don't think so.
Please.
There are not many relationships like mine, guys.
Well,
where I'm the more
of
attractive of the couple. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, she's a very lucky
famous.
Lady.
Rob Ford had some quick insight, if you don't mind.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Okay, Rob Ford, go ahead.
I mean, I'd say the percentage that you referenced, it's absolutely right.
It's confirmed for me now.
Oh, it really is.
Well, Mike, when a wise person says something slickly, you tend to believe it.
I take that all back.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry we went to him.
That's all right.
Here are the 10 highest paying jobs this year, and I'll say this. Yeah, you should think about trying to get one, but they all either require a lot of extra education or working your way up to upper middle management. Number 10, solutions architect at $120,000. Then in between, at various levels, IT manager, integrated circuit designer, engineer, software architect, strategy manager, pharmacy manager, software development manager, research and development manager, lawyer, and then physician.
Yeah, I always thought that a pharmacist would be a great job. I think that's a pretty cool profession.
To me, as someone who I read, I think it was an Esquire magazine about a year ago, of the vitamins that you really need to take, and there are a total of 5 that I take. But I take them to go through each individual vitamin bottle and get them out every day. I don't do that, so I dole them out into the Monday through Friday thing and dump them into my hand, and I do that.
It's the keep me alive pills. Say,
yeah, exactly, but, Oscar, you remember.
But the fact is, even doing that, the way I do it like an imbecile. I screw it up when I do that, so I would be a terrible pharmacist.
The Boniva is the biggest pill. It's tough to get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a horse pill, Oscar. It's horrible. It really is.
For $800,000 a year, I think you'd probably deal with it. Don't
By
you
the
think?
Way,
you'd get good at it. And you can hire someone to do the pills.
He's not a numbers guy.
You just
got to
sign.
Do not use
you
if you are allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, you should be tested for tuberculosis, an increased risk of infections and vulnerability to fight
them.
Tell your doctor if you're an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweat, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you've received a vaccine or plan to. If you have an inflammatory bowel disease, tell your doctor if symptoms develop or worsen, serious allergic reactions may occur to Cosentyx.
There is this new sleeping pill that they're advertising, and it's and one of the side effects says that you are paralyzed in sleep, so you're basically basically, you can't move, but you're awake consciously.
Oh, like the guy that you need to wake up.
He was in the hallway. He was in the hallway at the Fort Myers ER.
It's a sleep paralysis, but they highlight that in the TV commercial. I said, well, you've just asked me never to try your drug because that is terrifying.
It is. Yeah. Like if the house is on fire?
Yeah, you're like, it's getting a little hot in here.
Sleep paralysis. I might have dated early in my career. I'm going to tell you.
Anyway.
Moving right along. 34-year-old, here's a little something-something. 34-year-old Tracy Fleischer of Augusta, Maine, was furious with her husband on Friday. Apparently because of something she'd seen on Instagram. They don't go into great detail about that. So when he got home from work around 4:30 p.m., she grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Kitchen knife.
Then she had a change of hat and told him she'd drive him to the hospital, but on the way, she stabbed him again. He needed emergency surgery, but it looks like he's going to survive. Tracy was charged with elevated aggravated assault, which could get her up to 30 years in prison. I'm just proud that there are good people in both states where I live.
Yay!
Hallelujah. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Trying to get to
Holland. This week on Cake and Cookies, my kids walk onto the show with a prank so unbelievable I can't even discuss it here.
Well, no, it might be illegal.
Oh, it definitely flirts with illegality. And it sort of evolves live on the air, and it takes me by surprise, takes Katie by surprise. I think it will surprise you, too.
Objection!
That is not admissible!
He's Cake, she's Cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Exceptional meats, great prices, and the best customer service. Omaha Steaks delivers it all. Beef and bison from the Golden Plains. And I want to tell you all about... I'm so grateful that you're all buying the O'Meara assortment because it is really a great deal with the fillets, with the bold beefy top sirloins, with the boneless pork chops, with the home-style chicken fried steaks, the meatballs, the award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, the potatoes au gratin, the made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, the juicy premium Omaha Steaks burgers, all in the O'Meara assortment and all at a 76% discount, Oscar Santana.
Mike, I had the meatballs yesterday with Shannon. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
how did
best.
You prepare? Did you put them in the spaghetti or did you just have them
No,
by
we
themselves?
Put them in the spaghetti. And Shannon said at one point, she goes, you know, there's more. And I said, no, there's not because I'm getting it.
They're really, really great. And really, thanks for sharing with us. This is a new client. We've made them happy. They've made us happy. And they're going to, most importantly, make you happy. Just for our listeners, 76% off that exclusive package, only $49.99. $49.99. That's great variety at great savings. So get on your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar. It'll pop right up and just add the O'Meara assortment to your cart. Remember, omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great assortment of all this food for only $49.99. Omaha Steaks and the O'Meara assortment guaranteed to thrill everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, March 10, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
Let's start with this. NBC 15, I think it's a Wisconsin station. And even when you're in a small market, you should have a modicum of an idea of what's appropriate to say and what's not. Now, this is a local, this is from about a year ago, but it's just starting
DJs.
To trend. Yeah, DJs, exactly. They're right. Coming away from a local pet adopt segment,
mm-hmm.
and they throw it to the weatherman, as
yes.
they always do. And the weatherman is just, he needs to check
this
himself.
This is on the radio, Rob? This
no,
is radio?
This is television.
Television, okay,
and
TV.
They need to check this guy before he wrecks himself. I apologize about the audio quality, but it's worth hearing. Here is something you don't want to joke about on the news.
Oh, my God. Her. Okay, Charlie, I'm going to sit here and just hang out with my new best friend, Bettina.
Really?
Into weather. Oh, yeah.
I think you two should get a hotel room or something. That's a lot of action going on over there.
Oh, Charlie.
Probably the most action you've had in months, huh?
What the hell?
Let's take a look at the weather forecast. I crack myself up if I don't crack anyone else.
Oh my God, the pause.
69 degrees.
69. Oh, geez. My skin is crawling, and that's bestiality in the morning.
Yeah. So it was with an animal?
A dog.
Was with an animal?
Yeah, it was like a husky dog.
He could have gone into great detail. I think you guys ought to get a big jar of Skippy peanut butter and take that over to the local breezeway. That'd be fantastic.
Get a neck massager.
Now, there is, it was, I believe, in Pennsylvania where they West Virginia, where they legalized the sale of raw milk.
Raw milk.
Which is, you know, milk fresh from the cow's udder, and they don't homogenize or pasteurize. And they went in to interview one of the guys who voted for it, who had sampled some of it. And when they got in to interview him, he had gotten so sick that he did the interview. We have this on our YouTube page, laying on a couch in his office with his hand on his forehead.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And he says it's not the raw milk who did it. He says it might be his stomach. But listen, this is a sick fella here.
It is draining. Yeah, not feeling that great. I think it's probably just some sort of bad stomach virus. There's definitely some other colleagues that have similar symptoms that I've been experiencing. Caught me in the hallway and offered a cup to me, and you want to try to be a gentleman. I had a small sip and then walked away and tossed the rest of it. Now, I highly doubt raw milk had anything to do with it.
Right.
In my case, I don't think that it's any riskier than eating raw oysters or anything.
But it's so great. He's laying on a couch with his hand on his forehead on television.
Did they have multiple? They had multiple legislators that had the same thing happen, though,
exactly,
right?
Like, and I believe they all drank raw milk. So congratulations on the legalization of that.
That is too funny. I love that.
Did That's you know great. That Facebook has a built-in metrics or some sort of program to recognize slang words? That if people start using the same slang word over and over again, it starts making it be a real word and won't autocorrect you, and it just makes it be part of the lexicon. Jimmy Kimmel found out about it, talked about it. Last night, he launched a campaign to invent a word on Facebook. He's asking everyone to use this word.
Facebook has reportedly patented software that recognizes new slang words when they're posted. The software then stores the words in what they call a social glossary while they're current, and then it removes the words once they're no longer popular. In other words, if your mom posts a word to her Facebook page, it's dead. It's out of the thing. It's not cool. I don't know why Facebook is doing this. I thought it might be fun to see if we can get something into their social glossary. We can make up a new word that will become part of the lexicon of the young people. So I would like everybody watching to go to Facebook and start using this word. The word is chaznabble, okay? I don't care how you use it. Just use it. And if you don't, you're a chaznabble. If you don't, but if you do,
doing it right
that's
now.
Totally chaznabble. So thank you.
Okay? Chaznabble. Chaznabble. Use it.
Chaznabble. I like that. Do it today.
I think that country music sometimes gets a bad reputation of being perhaps simplistic or perhaps highlighting the redneck element. Yeah, and the sort of highlighting the redneck nature of our country.
Red Solo Cup.
Cousin! But there are people like Luke Bryan, Mike, who really speak well and are great spokesmen for the industry. Here's his new song, Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day.
I love it when my baby wants to roll with me.
And it is H-U-N-T-I-N, apostrophe. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Let's listen.
And we get to hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way.
God, I hate modern country.
Oh, that
I
is,
truly do hate the format.
That is the that's the national anthem of the licorice
hat every day,
right there.
We go out and in the woods and we love to play. She's got a lovely little bitty rack.
I got
a gun rack on the back of my truck. Hunting, loving every day.
That's
We're
it.
Having
nice.
Such a good time, but my son is gay. I don't even know what I'm doing.
You know what? I'm going to write a country song.
You
I'm
should.
Write a country song for a show next week.
And
please
then,
do.
And then you'll be on an award show on CBS this Sunday.
CBS.
Absolutely.
And
it's
since you highlighted Maine, I'd like to highlight Florida in our right. Conan O'Brien.
In Florida, a drunk, half-naked woman crashed her car into a Waffle House. Just a reminder, once again, Florida will likely determine who our next president is.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great nice. Thursday, everybody.
That's right, they will. Anyway, that's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We had a great mailbag today. If you want to get into it, send it along to rob2bs@MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means the world to us. Please, it's right there for you. And we rely on your word of mouth. So tell a friend or family member about TMOS. Make sure they get it, too. For Mr. Rob Spiewak, Mr. Oscar Santana, also, Pony Boy, Matthew Blue, Robert Rofo Ford. Any other interns on campus today?
That's all. It's spring break, Mike. We're running late.
Mike O'Hara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.